Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, also on the River Talk Radio Network. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mahdi 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, also the blockchain of reason, once I understand what a blockchain is. And man, it is tough for me to grasp. It really is. All right, fine. So we've got all of that. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. And in fact, I've got the rules of engagement. Let me just read them to you now. This is a great opportunity if you support President Trump or oppose him to share your thoughts on him, on this war, on Epstein. If you feel strongly about all the crooked lawyers that we have here in the Valley, Paul Harris being the latest one. Also, Hancock County Schools, if you feel strongly about anything going on there, pretty much anything at all, this is your opportunity. We have this segment, Dimitri Graffiti, for you, so that you can call in and say or do anything you want within the rules of engagement and give you a chance to be heard throughout the world. Now, when you call, make sure your radio is turned off or whatever listening. You know, whatever device you're using to hear the show, turn it off or pot it way down, because we can't have any kind of feedback because we have a state-of-the-art dump system here, delay system that will just screw everything up. So make sure that it's the volume is down. Don't wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Don't start trying to talk with me. Dimitri, hello. Dimitri, hello. Hello. I won't respond. Dimitri Graffiti is about you. It's not about me interacting with you. It's about you interacting with my listeners. The Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. What that means is that we follow the Americans with Disabilities Act. We make it very easy for anyone, no matter what kind of a affliction you have, that you can still call and you can still talk. Even if you have a hair lip, even if you have a stutter, even if you're a maroon, doesn't matter. You can still call and talk. Now, if you're a deaf mute, well, again, you can call and, try to talk or use sign language or whatever. It's entirely up to you. Again, we take the Americans with Disabilities Act very seriously here, perhaps a little too seriously. But again, the phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Now, Tucker Carlson is doing great work, as is Elon Musk, as is Candace Owens, regarding the state of the world and what's going on with the Epstein files and with this insane war with Iran. And Iran continues to fight back. Have you noticed that? You know, they keep telling us, well, we just bombed the hell out of them and, you know, turn them into a parking lot and this, that, and that. Yeah, but they keep fighting back. Why is that? And the Strait of Hormuz, they still control this. We have the best Navy in the Oh, I almost forgot. One of our aircraft carriers they're telling us it had some sort of a fire. And so they're sending it back for it to be fixed. It's going to take like 2 years. And the story goes that it was a fire in their laundry on this aircraft carrier, one of the big new ones that we have. No one believes that story. Everyone thinks it's a cover story. Many people suspect that one of our aircraft carriers was hit, and that's why it's going back. I have no idea if that's true or not. I am not an expert on aircraft carriers. I know you would think, well, Dimitri, you sound like you're an expert on just about everything. Well, thank you. But not on aircraft carriers. So is it possible there was a merry mix-up in the laundry room of the aircraft carrier, and it has to go back for like 2 years back to wherever they send aircraft carriers to get fixed? It's possible. My guess is that it was hit by a missile, and it might have been a missile from Iran or a rogue missile from an Israeli submarine to get us more into this war. I wouldn't put anything past the messianic lunatics who are running Israel now. I wouldn't put anything past them. I really wouldn't. Bad, bad stuff. But we still aren't controlling the Strait of Hormuz. And President Trump wants other countries to get involved. I thought this was going to be a simple cleanup operation, a little excursion, everything would be fine. Iran is raining down missiles on Israel. The censorship in Israel is so bad that we're not allowed to see it. But even Israel admits that some of the missiles hit that Dimona, something like that nuclear facility where everybody suspects that's where the nuclear weapons are. And if Iran's missiles can hit that, can you imagine if they had a direct hit right on that nuclear reactor, what would happen? Can you imagine? This is really, really, really bad stuff. President Trump, just has single-handedly destroyed MAGA Nation, has single-handedly destroyed his presidency. Forget about him being on Mount Rushmore or anything like that. This is bad, bad, bad stuff. And Iran keeps fighting back. And no one has still disputed Iran's claim that they killed Bibi Netanyahu and his brain trust. China released a video that certainly looks like security footage with the things falling down on Netanyahu. It could be AI. It's possible. But again, you don't hear America or Israel saying, oh, no, that's not the case. Here's Bibi Netanyahu meeting world leaders. Here's Bibi Netanyahu shaking hands with, you know, the trooper or, you know, personnel or visiting hospitals or whatever. You don't see any of that. You see some AI videos. I'm telling you, I think they got them. I really do. All right. So this is Tucker Carlson, and he is talking with a Clayton Morris about the Epstein files. Because all of this, remember, this stupid war and all that is to distract us from the Epstein files. And the files are just so beyond hideous. They now have cadaver dogs out at the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico trying to figure out where the bodies are buried of the little children. It's the level of evil is beyond my comprehension. And many of them, we're talking about billionaire boosters of Israel. All the files, it's just, it's astonishing. It's frightening. Satanic. Israel. Never thought I would say this. Never thought I would say this.
Moneyed interest? Is it the globalist cultists who run everything? I mean,
yes,
this is where
I think
my
that's
mind
right.
goes.
Yes, it's whatever the superstructure above governments is. And that's very obvious in the Epstein emails and texts is that, you know, he's part of some informal structure that's, I don't know, shorting the global financial crisis and knows that Gaddafi's going to be killed before Hillary Clinton does or whatever. Like, this guy is so plugged in. He's way more plugged in than any U.S. senator. He's way more plugged in than any secretary of state. Probably more plugged in than the CIA director. So, like, what is this? What are we looking at here?
I think you're right. And, you know, this is where people say, oh, you're conspiracy theorists on Redacted and Tucker, whatever. But it really is true when you understand that there's this global cultist network, pedophiles, Satanists, who are, you know, responsible for the COVID cabal and all of it, this supra-government, whatever you want to call it, at the heart of everything, then you understand that, like, Trump is just a small piece of this. And you understand also that Epstein is just a small piece of this. Maybe
that's
it's
correct.
Like a window into it, in my opinion. And they're very scared. It's like circling the wagons to kind of protect this globalist network, however it operates at many, many different levels. You know, you get glimpses into it, like with the Bilderberg group. And, you know, when you see all these people at Davos telling us how they're going to control our lives in the next few years with AI, you know, chips inserted into our brains, and moving past information warfare. Now they're just going to have total control of us and in all of it. So I think that Rupert Murdoch and these guys, these oligarchs, these tech oligarchs who are at the top, they're way more powerful than President Trump, and they're really running the show. I mean, when you see that we're going to have, you know, massive biometric scanning and 6G networks rolled out and digital IDs and CBDCs and all of this digital tracking, it's all about control. Kevin Shipp, former CIA whistleblower, told me, you know, 17 years at the CIA, and he said, Clayton, you have to understand that when I got to the CIA, the number one goal at the CIA is if they know your thoughts, then they've won. And that's the number one goal of the intelligence state, is for them to know your thoughts and to be able to have that control. And we're not there yet, but we're damn close. And I think those are the dark forces that are really running all of it.
Very, very bad stuff, no question. Speaking of dark forces, one of many, many examples of just how frightening this whole Epstein Files thing is, and for shame on President Trump and J.D. Vance and Attorney General Pam Bondi and all the rest of them, and Dan Bongino, God, what a disgrace, and Kash Patel. Shame on all of them for protecting these monsters. Now, I have here one of the many things from the Epstein files. And when they tell you that they blacked out the names of the victims, I'm looking at a copy right now of an email, and they're blacking out the names of the people who are going back and forth in this email. It's not about the victims at all. It's about protecting these billionaire rapists is what it is. And this one is from an Eddie Aragon to blacked out. And it says, Edward, this is sensitive, so it would be the first and last email, depending on your discretion. You can choose to take it or trash it, but this comes from a person that has been there and has seen it all as a former staff at the Zorro. The Zorro Ranch, by the way, is in New Mexico, and there are cadaver dogs right now that are going all over the place trying to find where the bodies are buried, literally where the bodies are buried. This is one of Epstein's many places where they did unspeakably depraved, satanic, diabolical, horrific things to little children. It's anyway, so he writes here, what is damning about Jeffrey Epstein is yet to be written. Did you know somewhere in the hills outside the Zorro, two foreign girls were buried on orders of Jeffrey and Madame G? That's his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. Both died by strangulation during rough fetish sex. That's just the tip of the iceberg. This is very, very, very bad stuff. This is Joe Kent. I've got Joe Kent here, and he is the principled guy who had been the head of national counterintelligence. He resigned. This is a guy who had been 11 deployments, six Bronze Stars, and just so many other designations, a real patriot. He turned in his resignation. Donald Trump went after him, went after his wife. His first wife, by the way, was in the military, was killed by a suicide bomber in Syria. This guy, this Joe Kent, is the real deal. He's talking to Tucker Carlson about one of the assassination attempts. And again, when you hear all this stuff, it just is so chilling, because you start to realize just how monstrous all of this is, and how there seems to be a superstructure over and above government that's controlling everything. And many, not all, but many of the tentacles go right back to this insane, the insane people who are running Israel these days, the messianic lunatics who are running Israel. So here's Joe Kent.
The current president was the subject of a near successful assassination attempt, like recently.
Yeah.
And we're just not going to look into very obvious leads or divulge information that everyone knows they have. For example, the surveillance tape from the shooting range at which Thomas Crooks trained, because it would answer the question, was he training with somebody? And if so, who? They have that footage and they won't release it. What could possibly be the explanation for that?
I know what the result is. The result is people come to their own conclusions, and this is where like crazy conspiracy theories come from. And then those conspiracy theories usually are easy to debunk or make the people saying them sound crazy. So then the actual question never gets answered.
Right? I'm sorry. Can you say that for people who haven't lived in Washington? Okay. I try to explain this to people all the time. because this has been ongoing since at least the Kennedy assassination, but this is a very serious and reoccurring thing. It's a tactic, and you just explained it better than anyone ever heard. Can you just do that again if you can recall it from memory?
Yeah, I mean, so basically you give no information whatsoever on something that's obvious that there should be information. Like you,
right.
you outlined, like there's potentially footage of crooks at the shooting range. Again, police 101, go get the tapes. Let's figure it out. If you don't want to address that question, then you just, you go silent on it and you say, you can't ask that question, which then creates people who come out of kind of nowhere and they start drawing their own conclusions.
Right.
Knowing the way the internet works, I mean, half of them, if not more, are probably going to be so far off in left field and made by legitimate kooks or bots that then you can just be like, oh, these people asking these questions about that tape at the video range.
It's space aliens.
All crazy conspiracy theorists. They say it's a UAP or whatever. And so then you've just, you know, diverted all attention away from the thing that you're trying to conceal, and now everyone's focused on the crazies.
Man.
And then the second someone asks a legitimate question, they're crazy.
Yeah. It's all rigged. It's all rigged. A lot of those people who, frankly, I thought were crazy over the decades, the tinfoil hat crowd, the crowd that thought that the Rothschilds were in charge of, you know, everything, some big conspiracy and New World Order and this, that, and the other. Honestly, for the most part, I thought they were insane. I swear to you, I thought they were nuts. I thought they were anti-Semitic. I thought they were nuts. I didn't even know that the Rothschilds were actually a real family. I really didn't. I just automatically dismissed it, and some book about Elder Zions or some such thing, and on, and blood libel, and God knows what else. I put them all in the same category. These are crazy tinfoil hat anti-Semites that you can't be taken seriously. Oh, they kill babies and they torture them, they kill them, they eat them, and this, that, and the other. It's like, who in his right mind, who in his right mind could take any of this seriously? How could you possibly take this seriously? These are just rumors. These are just like, you know, insane conspiracy theories about, you know, the New World Order and about, you know, billionaire boosters of Israel controlling so much of this, that, and the other. I, honest to God, I thought they were crazy. I really did. Then I started reading the Epstein files. And the more you read this stuff, the more you go, oh my God. Oh my God. These are their emails back and forth. They have code words like pizza and hot dog, code words for some of the most depraved, disgusting things you could ever imagine. It's unbelievable.